tribunal hearing last night. Good result for the club. Did you have any concerns that maybe Man United may have missed the first final?
No, not at all, to be honest. You know, watching the video, it is what it is, but I don't think it was worthy of a suspension, in particular for a grand final. So he's, you know, admitted to it being a mistake. He'll pay the fine and we'll move on from there.
And write the written apology.
So, look, Travis is a good guy. I'm sure he'll handle it, accept the apology. And I don't know if I've ever heard of a guy having to write a written apology. So, and Matty's handwriting's horrible. So anything could happen. We might have to dictate it to him.
Can you see the relief on Matty's face and his expression now, knowing he can play?
Yeah, definitely. You know, regardless of us thinking he was going to get off, it's another thing to hear it from, you know, the jury or the tribunal. So it was a massive relief off his shoulders, and now we can move forward and focus on, you know, whoever our opposition's going to be that we'll find out in a few hours.
Do you feel like you've got a bit of an advantage not having to play for the past couple of days while there is a game tonight?
Yeah, you've got to be cautious of your body, so it's nice being out of a few extra days off, and we'll sit down tonight, watch who we're going to play. But in saying that, you know, a few guys in particular have needed the extra rest, myself included, so it is a benefit.
You talk about yourself, you obviously missed a fair chunk of the season. Is this the time of year where you took a while, but you wanted to build match fitness, and you now got into that? What you want and now need to just get the recovery in between games?
Yeah, I'm happy with the cardio aspect of it, and with the depth that the team has, we're going to have to rely on that. You know, it could go into five games in the space of 2 weeks, but the benefit of that is when I sub out, someone like Jared Kenny comes on, so we don't drop off at all, and that depth has been a huge factor for us all season.
You talked a bit about both of your respective opponents. Obviously, it's not known when we all go to print and stuff, so can you talk about Adelaide first and then talk a bit about Illawarra?
Look, you know, Adelaide and Illawarra, they're both fantastic at the offensive end. They're first and second in points per game. And in Adelaide in particular, like to get out and run, and they've got the MVP in Jerome Randall. So trying to stop him goes a long way to getting a win. But in saying that, you've still got Sobey, Daniel Johnson, Hodgson. So they're a fantastic team. And Illawarra on the other side love to get out and run also, put points on the board. So regardless of who we're playing, you know, we've got to make sure we're getting back in D-trans, which has been a weakness of ours at times, and slowing them down and then making it a half-court game, which will suit us better. So I'm excited to see who it'll be, but either way, it doesn't matter if it's Illawarra or Adelaide, it's going to be a tough series.
You'll watch it together?
I dare say groups will get together. Yeah, we haven't officially made it compulsory to show up anywhere to watch it as a team, but everyone will be glued to the TV screens, and a group text will be going around with our thoughts throughout the 40 minutes.
Do you have a preference of who will win?
Oh, look, purely just so we can have home court advantage, it'd be nice to see Illawarra get up, so we're playing at Perth Arena on Sunday. But in saying that, they're both great teams, and regardless of who it is, whether we're playing home or away, it's going to be a tough matchup.
It's been a very long time since the club has gone back to back. How special?
Winning a championship is so hard to do, but yeah, trying to back it up, you know, it's something I haven't been able to do in my 8 years at the Wildcats. But in saying that, the league as a whole this season has been so tough for us to qualify the final game of the regular season, and then a week later now, you know, preparing for a grand final. It's just been such a special season, and it'll probably mean the most to me of all the three championships I've been a part of to hold up this trophy if it's to be.
You guys were sitting last in December. Are you still pinching yourself as to where you are now?
To be honest, not really. One thing we've been good at all season is ignoring the ladder. With how tight the league's been, we know that it's only a matter of winning one or two games and you can go from seventh or eighth and into the top four, and that's what happened this season. So, you know, we're aware of where we're sitting on the ladder, but we never spoke about it, never got concerned about it, and backed ourselves in to, you know, put some wins on the board, but obviously got a little tighter than we'd hoped for in the end, relying on an away game to finish the season.
How crucial was your role while you were injured as a captain to try to just keep him focused, rally the troops when it wasn't going well for them?
Look, I thought guys stepped up in that department, and if anything, I probably took a backward step as far as how I was vocalising my thoughts in a group setting. It was more so, you know, talking to guys one-on-one, seeing where they're at and trying to build their confidence, because it's a long season, and in particular during that December period, you have a few losses, you know, you can't pay attention to social media or other people's thoughts, it's what's going on internally. And even though we weren't getting the wins we would have liked, I thought we started playing good basketball, and in particular we had an away game over New Year's Eve in Illawarra, and I thought that was the turning of the season.
To guard, Randall or Clark?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, Clark's probably that little bit better three-point shooter. Randall's that little bit quicker, and his skill with the ball. So, you know, it doesn't matter who it's going to be. It's going to be a tough assignment. And myself, you know, Jared Kenny, Bryce, whoever's put on him, yeah, we're in for a long night.
Probably your job, either, getting out of the game.
Yeah, look, I love the matchups against the best point guards in the league, and regardless if it's Illawarra or Adelaide, that's what's going to happen with Randall and Clark. So I'm excited to get out there and try and do my assignment as best as possible, and I dare say it will be against a Randall or, you know, or Clark or Norton.
Damo, injuries, imports, you've had everything this year. Will winning it this year mean a little bit more than any other?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be part of three championships. If we win it this season, it'll probably mean more to me than any of the other three, just with all of the adversity we've gone through, whether it's sitting in eighth spot in December, you know, imports coming in and out of the team, injuries throughout the season. So it's had it all, but, you know, you need a bit of luck to win a championship, and by luck, I mean guys playing with confidence, playing their best basketball and being injury-free at the right time of the year. And with all that's gone before us, we're doing that right now.
Do you get any messages from Jack?
Oh, it's always the same win. It's pretty simple, win. But no, he's always been great support, and at times it's tongue-in-cheek, but he genuinely means it, and he gives us the resources to do so.
What's it like to play with Bryce Cotton?
Oh, he's been fantastic. You know, I don't want to be that guy to compare him to a legend like Ricky Grace because he's only been here such a short time. But one thing I've been told about Ricky is if the team needed scoring, he provided scoring. If the team needed him to get others involved, he was dropping off assists, rebounds. And Bryce is so patient out there that the game comes to him. And even though he led the league in scoring, he's unselfish at times. So he's almost a pass-first guy, even though he was our leading scorer, and that's a special player.
Yeah.